This is Tim Ziegler. I'm 18 and I live in the Hill District.
This is David Jones. I'm 15 and I live in Garfield.
We interviewed Chief Nate Harper on July 31st, 2012.
Grew up in the Hill District in Sugar Top, Shelly Heights. Went to grade schools, public, Madison, Heron, Hill, and Shelly. During my childhood, I also ran track cross country and I played the drums. I was in the Heron Hill Band and orchestras and the same as Shelly. The last time I played the drums is over 25 years. If I picked up a pair of drumsticks today, I probably wouldn't know what to do with them. I better go get some lessons then. That's the short live of childhood that seemed to go in a blink now that I look back on it. I wasn't inspired to become chief of police. My first step was looking at law enforcement, just wanting to be a police officer. But being in this position, I hope that it inspires others, black males, black females, minorities, especially, to want to become a police officer, number one, and number two, want to take this seat, become a police chief. What inspired me to want to become a police officer was the fact that after seeing the way the neighborhood was starting to turn, meaning the drugs, but seeing the effects that it was having on our communities was a little bit devastating. So I wanted to do something positive in the community. Out of the 35 years, I've been fortunate enough to run the gambit of just about almost every entity of being a police officer in uniform. When I started out as a rookie, I was working in Squirrel Hill. I had the opportunity to work in plain clothes. I also had the opportunity to work in the K-9 unit. Then I went from the K-9 to traffic, where I rode a motorcycle for a few years. Then I was promoted to sergeant. And then I went to narcotics as a sergeant. Worked the streets in narcotics, undercover investigation. And then I was promoted to commander of narcotics, where I was able to oversee all the narcotics and vice. After that, I was promoted to Assistant Chief of Administration, where I overseen the training academy, as well as personnel and finance and our budget. Then I went to investigations, which entails overseeing burglary, homicides, robbery, sex assault, child abuse, stolen car investigations. I went as the Chief of Police. I face challenges every day, trying to make sure we continue to do the right thing for the purpose of our citizens and family members, making sure that we have a department that is functional and at the same time diverse, not only in the makeup of the department, but in the minds of the officers, providing the best training available to make sure that they can provide the best service. And, you know, when you look at the financial condition of any major city, every major city has had to cut costs. And when you cut costs, you still have to figure out a way to get that best training and best service to the public, even with your budget being cut. So that is a very difficult challenge. Well, what we have to do, we have to look at what the community needs are as far as social and educational. We can't only look at it from a law enforcement side, meaning making an arrest. In order to change a person's mind from going into crime, you have to give them alternative things to do and let them see, other than just what's going on in their community, what else in the Allegheny County, outside of Allegheny County, the opportunities. Because when a person gets into the crime, like, they're limiting their opportunities of having a successful life. So with the police force, we try to do proactive work. We go to communities, to the schools, talk to the kids to show them that, you know, there are different job opportunities out here, education being the key. For example, when we hold our camps, we always take the kids for the last day down to the science center to try to pique that interest. Not everyone wants to be a police officer, and I totally understand that. But there's different job opportunities, career opportunities, and we try to enlighten the public, the youth, and as well as parents in the different neighborhoods, the different possibilities. There is an easier road, but that easy road isn't as easy as people would like it to be. But it is a better road rather than killing, rather than selling drugs, rather than being a criminal. being chief of police, really being an ambassador of the police department to the public.